So if you think and through a devotional that was made by the friends and family at FCC. And on Sunday mornings, we're believing for a month of miracles as we sit down with this devotion. And so on the Sunday mornings, whatever is spoken about in the devotional, I have made a sermon on. And so this morning, Eddie, where's Eddie? Give us a wave, Eddie. This was Eddie's devotional on Day 18, about the miracle of God's presence. And when I read it, I thought, what a great text to speak about on a dedication morning. So turn in your Bibles, if you have, to Matthew chapter 28. Eddie's asked for half my wages because he's got some input into this. I'll maybe get you a selection box or something, Eddie. Is that all right? To feed my kids and all. He's like, okay. Matthew 28. I'm going to read for verse 16. I think Eddie's take on this was phenomenal. And when we've done this, I'm saying, look, I'm not just going to preach exactly just what was written in the morning, but maybe just pick out a few extra things as well. Really, this is the final words of Jesus before, again, just on the gospel account on Matthew. That's a sort of his final words. And then he comes back again in Acts. And final words are important. We always remember final words that people gave you before a long journey, before sometimes they pass away, just that final moment. So these words that Jesus spoke are really, really vital. And I start reading from verse 16 and see how this relates to us and also to Jonas. Then the 11 disciples left for Galilee, going to the mountain where Jesus had told them to go. When they saw him, they worshipped him, but some of them doubted. Jesus came and told his disciples, I have been given all authority in heaven and on earth. Therefore, go and make disciples of all the nations, baptizing them. If you need any confirmation that now is the time to get baptized, baptizing them in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. Teach these new disciples to obey all the commands I have given you. And be sure of this, I am with you always, even to the end of the age. What really struck me about us, the main text is what Jesus says about authority, about going, about baptizing, about teaching, about being sure that he's always with us. That's the main text, but it's always good to look at the audience. And why is he really speaking to? And that's what really caught my eye, and the title of this message is, this is a word for the worshippers. It's also a word for the doubters. Because in verse 17, when they had gathered together, it says, when they saw him, they worshipped him. Hallelujah. We've got some worshippers in here this morning. You just came, and you could have run into the house of God. You were ready to come. They're just ready, dressed, shaven, and clean teeth, and smile on. You were just ready. Your heart was ready to come here this morning. I got up this morning. I was just singing the song about Jesus, singing it, singing the name of Jesus over all. And then when I came in, the worship band was playing it. I thought, yeah, singing Jesus over all. There's so many circumstances. We need to sing the name of Jesus our. And we pray that Jonas, he grows up to be a worshipper. But it wasn't only worshippers that was there. It was only 11 disciples, but it's amazing that some worshipped. And it says that a half of that verse, but some of them, well, some of them doubted. There was worshippers that was ready to meet Jesus, ready to praise him. But some, maybe Thomas was one of them, it says that some of them, well, some of them doubted. Where they're living, some of them doubted, and you think, well, if they had Jesus face to face and some worshipped, some doubted, and how much more in church. Should it be about the people coming that's ready to worship? They've got the revelation of Jesus. They've did their devotional in the morning. And they've came with a leap in their step and they're ready to lift their hands and worship. But also that church is a safe place for people going through a season of doubt. And our heart is that Jonas would grow up to be a worshiper and also realizing he maybe go through seasons of doubt. And I'm not saying that as a prophet of doom and the prophet of gloom. I'm just saying that as a Christian. There's been seasons in my life that I've been ready to worship. I've gone in it up in the morning. It's devotional time. It's worship time. And you've got a focus and you ken that his name is Jesus and you see him as Lord over all. But I've been through seasons of doubt and questioning and wondering and thinking. And it says that what Jesus was about to say was a message for the worshippers, but it was also a message for the doubters. And maybe you're in here this morning, you're a worshipper, or maybe you're a doubter. Just hear this word, oh Jesus. This was a message for the worshippers. This was a message for the doubters. I have been given all authority in heaven and on earth. All authority I have been given in heaven and on earth. Authority is a strange thing in our society's sort of grasping with this whole area of authority. Authoritative figures. And Abdi's into human rights and well, it's your right just to do what we like, but yet God has instituted authority. I'm looking at Charlie because he was an authoritative figure and if I went to college to do an electrical course. And Richard as an officer. Authority figures. Normal guys, but in a position of authority. Command respect. Position that commands obedience. Authority. One of the greatest pictures of us is just sweet old ladies. And I look as though they have much authority. But you see them. You're trying to get your kid across the road at school. And they just put on a high-vis jacket and stand with a stick. And they can stop a 10-ton truck. It's a position of authority. The command, something must happen. Authority for the dictionary says this, the power or right to give orders, to make decisions, and enforce obedience. This is Jesus saying, I have been given all authority. Nay some, nay a little, nay just a minute percentage. Nay saying, Jesus isn't he saying, I've got 50% authority and the devil's got 50%. He said, I have been given all authority in heaven and on earth. I've got that position through the power of the cross given for the Father. He paid the sacrifice. He has a right to give orders, to make decisions and enforce obedience. And sometimes we wonder, why do we not see a greater display in the church of the authority of Jesus Christ? And I liken it to my own household because as a man, I have the position of authority. And you can if it's coming next. And you've a wife, supposed to submit, and three kids. I have always the position of authority, but if he was just to walk through that door sometimes, you would think, doesn't he look as though he's in charge here? But though my three kids rebel against my decision, I have still the authority in the house. And Jesus will always have the authority in heaven and earth because it's been given. It doesn't matter how the kids play up on earth. The whole world could turn around and deny Jesus as Lord and Savior. Every government official could come against them and put mandates and rules that are anti-Christian and anti-Christ. Every citizen in every country could turn against Jesus. That doesn't affect his authority one bit. Because he's still in charge. It's up to us as kids, as children, in the house of God, to mark the connection between his authority and what we see on earth and start ticking the authority of Christ. Maybe a bit deep for a dedication service. But there's a word for the worshippers. Worship him, realizing he is in charge, that he has the authority. Worship him as King of Kings and Lord of Lords. He is the one, and there is no other. Doubters. Oh, you're maybe gone through a season of doubt. Come to him with your doubts, realizing that he is the King of Kings and he is the Lord of Lords. Like him, there is no other. That he is sovereign over all. A word for Jonas as he grows up. I pray that he gets a revelation. If I would have the authority in his life, Richard and Kate are simply saying, look, God, we give you the authority of our little Jonas's life. He's such a cute little kid. Let God be in charge. The word for worshippers and the word for doubters is the same. Realizing that Christ has all authority in heaven and on earth. Therefore, because we realize that Christ is in charge, because we realize that he is all authority and age's son, because we realize that he is King of Kings and Lord of Lords, even in times of worship, even in times of trial, Jesus says this to this audience, therefore, go and make disciples of the nations. Hallelujah. We serve a missional God, baptizing them in the name of the Father, the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Teaches new disciples to obey. Richard and Katie will say yes to that and the bringing up of Jonas. They will teach Jonas the way of the Lord. That's missional God. That's missional Jesus saying, look, I have been given all authority, now go. And all the nations. They're just trying to take people to church and marking converts. We're making disciples of all the nations. Isn't it a miracle that our 2,000 years after Jesus says these words, well, are the persecution that the church has faced over that couple of thousand years, that there's a church of Jesus Christ in the highways and byways in the northeast of Scotland that is thriving under the hand of God. Isn't that amazing? We serve a missional God that cares about the people. And often the mandate of the church, and I think there's got to be a shift in how church sees this, that no longer will we say simply come to church, but although coming to church is great, we will be missional and say, now go and make disciples. Go to the highways, go to the byways. Amazing that 2/3 of the broch probably have to walk or take a car to get to church. Isn't that amazing? We should be thinking, church, how do we go to these places? It's on our doorstep. What about Rosarte? One of the Rosarteers here? Come on, admit it. Davey's a Rosartear. Can anything good now on the start? What about these places that need disciples? They need disciple makers. What about St. Haven? What about Stricken? There is expressions of faith there, I'm sure there is. About Crimond. Hey, Jamie. Can anything good come from it? Yes, they can. We've got a missional God that says, didn't I simply stand in a corner and say, come to Kirk? A missional God that says, come on. I've been given authority. I am King. I am Lord. Now, go. Go, 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 go. Make disciples. Be intentional. And we pray that the Holy Spirit leads us. Jesus never says simply come to Kirk. He says go into the communities, mix with them, sense their pain, sense their wonder, ask and answer questions, mix with their lives, get to ken their culture, disciple them well. A word for worshippers. Keep your eye on the mission. Keep your eye on the go. You've got a heart of worship, great. But we're in a season that we need to go and make disciples. A word for the doubters. go and make disciples. There's nothing like sensing the missional heart of God to deal with doubt and going with purpose and a plan to go and make disciples. If we would go and see this missional God, it would deal with a lot of doubt. It's interesting. If you go through a season of doubt, sitting in your house doing nothing, the doubt doesn't shift. As much as you want it, the doubt doesn't shift. But if you get up with a plan and a purpose to go and help other people, we will see the doubt shift. Jonas. Pray for Jonas. He gets a heart of a missional God. He'll maybe never end up in outer Mongolia or the far reaches of planet Earth. He'll be missional to his neighbours. He'll be missional in his school. He'd be live with a plan and a purpose to go and make disciples. I'm almost finished. How is he? He's good. 5 more minutes. Is that okay? Are you saying no, Richard? You just want me to wrap up?
I will enjoy it.
Because this was a point that Eddie's devotional teaches new disciples to obey all the commands I have given you. What a great word for a dedication service. Be sure of this. I am with you always, even until the end of the age. Be sure of this. I am with you. He sent to worshippers. Be sure of this. Though you go through trials, in moments for you bout of temptation, I'm with you always, even till the end of the age. I'm with you if you are fruitful in ministry, if you're not fruitful in ministry, I'm with you always. Not just if you succeed, but in your times of failure, I'm with you always. The message to worshippers, I'm with you always. He's the imperishable seed. The message for them that go through times of doubt, you need to hear these words. I am with you always, even until the end of the age. Jesus says to us through his word, didn't I say quickly fit you're going to do the next day, we're not guaranteed tomorrow. Didn't I say quickly fit you're going to do the next week? Simply say, if God wills it, it will happen. But Jesus doesn't say, if God wills it, I'll maybe be with you. If you're good enough, I'll be with you. If your church attendance keeps up, I'll be with you. If you're a success, I'll be with you. He said, it's already willed. You believe in me, believe I am, I'm going to be with you. Even until the end of the age. It's already done, it's already dusted. It's now if God wills that he has willed it, that the presence of Christ would go with us. The word for Jonas is that Christ would be with him. As he goes up, as he comes to Annapolis, as he says his first words, and he goes through nursery, that Christ would be with him. As he goes through primary school, Christ would be with him. Not in a superficial why, but a very real why. The presence of Jesus always became attentive. At least one person, I've got one person's attention. That's a record. As he goes through that difficult primary school academy years, that Christ would be with him in a very special way, even until the end of the age. He's picking his subjects for standard grade and thinking, fit am I going to do for employment, that Christ would be with him even until the end of the age. He goes through wife, kids, if God wills it. But God has already willed one thing, that Christ would be with him even until the end of the age. A word for worshippers, Christ is with you. Hallelujah. A word for them that's gone through a season of doubt, Christ has promised to be with you even in a season of doubt. I'm going to invite the family up. Firstly, Richard, Katie, Jonas, and the family. I'm just going to ask them just to promise that they would indeed bring us child up in the way of the Lord. And then I'm going to take Jonas and we're going to stand and pray as a fellowship. Then I'll move out of Y. And then you can feel free to take photos. What a beautiful family, eh? It's a miracle. Okay. so special, isn't this so cute? Hello, Jonas. Hiya. Oh, he's alert. Good. Hello, Noah. Is he doing stairs at the nativity time? Or? Hi, good, Loon. And Jessica and Imogen as well. Okay. Richard and Katie. In presenting this child to the Lord, do you promise independence on divine grace and in partnership with the church to teach Jonas Richard Duthie the truths and duties of the Christian faith and by prayer, teaching, and example to bring him up in the discipline and instruction of the Lord? Okay, please stand. I'll then take Jonas and we're just going to pray. Okay. Really off the back of the words that was said in the sermon that we will pray, that he is a worshipper, but he might go through times of doubt, but he will ken if he's in charge of his life. That he would ken if it is to bring a heart of worship and adoration to mark disciples. He would know for sure that Christ is with him, even until the end of the age. You want to say something? I think he said amen. Let's pray. Stretch forth your hands if you're able to do it. Jesus, we thank you for this wonderful family, the Duthie family. We thank you for the friends and visitors that's gathered here together. But we pray for little Jonas that he would know in Jesus' name the authority of Christ Jesus, his Lord and Savior. And he would grow up in the ways of the Lord, that he would worship him. We worship you, Jesus. And even in times of doubt and trial, he would know for his the supreme authority over his life. And he would fall in love with this missional God. And God, you would turn him into a missionary. Could be to his neighbor, but his friends and society. Could be to the far reaches of the world. But God, he'd see you as a missional God. And he would have full assurance he would be with him even until the end of the age as he grows up in the ways of the Lord, that your presence would be so real. We dedicate him to you. We pray for Richard and Katie and the family that they would have that assurance the day as well. May your presence be strong with us in Jesus' name. Amen. I just feel like giving this guy a microphone because he's just wanting it. Is that okay? Is there another microphone? I don't want to mark him great by denying him. Could we get the worship band up? We're going to sing a prayer song. Please remain standing. And then, oh, you want some photos without me? Aye, okay, that's fine. Take some photos just now, then we'll sing a song. Okay, let's hear it for the Duthie family. Song we got. Okay, please remain standing. We've got to sing a praise song. One thing remains.